542, BNCS542. Again, those are heard incorrectly. And for the safety of our crowd, please request you to move it immediately. Otherwise, those cars will be towed. So again, it's a black Range Rover and a Toyota Sienna cab. And one more time, I would like to repeat to you that we do have the Zionist media present here, whose only job, because of them being Zionists, they're filled with hate, and their only job for coming here is to get a statement from you and to make you, you know, pursue their story of Islamophobia and hatefulness against Muslims. So if you have, if you are from the media, and if you have some journalistic integrity, which most of the media present here does, then please contact our official spokesperson, Mr. Zafar Bangash. He's available right here to answer any questions that you may have. So if you are from the media and you just arrived, you have a chance to talk to our official spokesperson, and you can ask any question that you want from him. We will do that brother Yasser Habib Rahman from Musalla, if he's here. I saw the bus arriving. Please come forward for the speech. Otherwise, I'm going to request the Mahandish to come here. Raise your hands and make sure they hear us and they know that we are not agreeing with this movie, that we denounce this movie. So I want the last person standing, all the way to the last person. Yes, I can see your hand now. Raise your hand and say, Shame, shame, USA!
Thank you. request to you all is that inside of your hearts, I'm sure you have the love of the Prophet.
And who spread this hate, we have to spend shame on them. Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, USA!
Of course, the Zionists.
Shame, shame, Zionism!
Shame, shame, Zionism!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, Israel!
Shame, shame, Israel!
Shame, shame, Israel!
Shame, shame, Israel!
Okay, one announcement I would like to make is we do have some of the Zionist media present here as well. They're trying to reach out to people on that side and talk to them. I just want to clarify that the people who are the organizer, the Canadians Against Blasphemy, the spokesperson, but there's a
man who produced this filthy video. His name is Nakula Basale Nakula. He is an Islamophobic Coptic Christian. We do not believe that all Coptic Christians are responsible for the scandalous and blasphemous acts of this one man. But what we do say is that this man, who is a convicted felon, he's a bank fraud, he spent 21 months in prison and he was fined $800,000 for fraud, that this man should be allowed to go scot-free because he is out of prison on probation. Yeah. And the terms of... And the terms of his release were that he was not going to use the internet or indulge in using computer or making movies like that. So at the very least, this man, Nakula Basale Nakula, is guilty of violating the terms of his probation release. And yet, what do we find in the U.S.? While American President Barack Obama says, we condemn this video, it has nothing to do with the American government. Hillary Clinton says, we find this video reprehensible, but there is freedom of speech, we can do nothing about it.
Shame! Okay. Shame.
What I say to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama, that this man is in violation of his probation terms. So at the very least, arrest him and charge him on violating his probation terms. So why is it that they're not even arresting him on that? What this indicates is that while Hillary Clinton speaks from one side of her mouth to say that she condemns this video, on the other side of her mouth, she supports this video. I also want to talk about this notion of freedom of speech. You know, in every society, there is no such thing as absolute freedom. For instance, over here, if let's say you were in a crowded place like a theater, an inside place or a shopping mall, you cannot shout fire because that would create public chaos. Because that kind of behavior is going to lead to disruption in society. It is the responsibility of the authorities to ensure that that kind of behavior, that kind of attitude is not permitted. In the United States, where they say there is freedom of speech, well, I want to ask Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and their Attorney General and their Homeland Security Chief, if you say there is freedom of speech, why is it? Why is it? Why is it that you, the United States government, have targeted Muslims, thousands of them, and mosques in the United States. You have put them under surveillance, and you are targeting and you are discriminating against Muslims in the United States on mere suspicion. Where is your freedom of speech? Where is your freedom of conscience? Brothers and sisters, this is not the first time that Muslims have been attacked and humiliated in this manner. Back in 2003, at Guantanamo Bay, that torture chamber where innocent Muslims are being tortured, and the Americans had arrested 700 of them, and now they've only got 150 left because the other 550 were completely innocent. The American soldiers were guilty of desecrating copies of the Quran. Now, if the Americans say that they have freedom of speech and they respect other people's religions, we ask them, why is it that those American soldiers were not arrested and put on trial for desecrating copies of the Quran? At Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, hundreds of Iraqi men and women were brutally tortured. They were sexually raped and sexually abused, and they printed filthy pictures of rape of Iraqi prisoners in Abu Ghraib. We ask whether the American government has put any of those criminal soldiers on trial for rape of Iraqi men and women, quite aside from the fact that they murdered 1.2